Look at yourselves. Unplug from your chairs, get up and look in a mirror. What you see is how God made you. We're not meant to experience the world through a machine.
Telling me is that the monkey is operating this arm with nothing but his thoughts.
Absolutely.
There are 100 sensors, each listening to a different brain cell or neuron.
Physically disabled people will be able to operate fully synthetic bodies. It provides a tremendous amount of hope for the future.
Because of the technology that we have, at a time of war, we're going to start seeing this more and more.
As manufacturing capacity expanded for military and industrial use, surrogates became affordable to the general public, causing a revolution in how we live.
The ability to leave your home without risk of disease or injury, to have perfect looks without trips to the gym or plastic surgery.
There's no question that at some point there will be persons like anyone else. They will not be human, but that they will be part of our community, there's no question in my mind.
The decision came down 5-4 that the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the use of surrogates in daily life.
Right now, we are witnessing an event that is of an evolutionary significance.
According to VSI, the industry's leading manufacturer, over 98% of the world population uses a surrogate in all facets of their daily life.
We're in the midst of profound changes where things that were once unimaginable have become inevitable.
Since the global embrace of surrogacy, crime rates have dropped to record lows.
We have witnessed an incredible reduction in violent crime, communicable disease, and discrimination. Problems that have plagued societies for centuries solved almost overnight.
We are the creators. We will be making them
do everything for us, all in one machine.
But there is a minority who actively oppose surrogates and are moving to limit their use.
Many people will see this as the invasion of the inhuman.
They've established reservations or surrogacy-free zones in major cities around the country.
They are led by Zaire Powell, or as he is better known to his followers, the Prophet.
Those machines walking around out there, they're alive. You have been sold a lie.
You're going to love Tosca.
All right, but don't tell me how it ends.
The way they all end. Everyone dies. I'm so glad you could come back east for a visit.
Well, anything for a break from exams. We're almost there. Listen, thanks for lending him to me.
Have a wonderful time. I love you.
I love you too, Dad. You know, Armando, I'm not really in the mood for opera.
4 point.
You read my mind.
Get lost, meatbag.
Some jackass on a motorcycle wiped out a bunch of units.
So what do you need us for?
Well, I was going to file it as just a vandalism report, but it turns out this unit's unregistered.
All units on the 9-4-3.
Looks like he's going to need new optics.
No shit.
Identity chip's completely fried.
What you got on the girl?
Registered to a Cameron McAllister out of Worcester.
Did she file a report?
No, that's just it. No calls, no nothing.
Come on. Let's go talk to her operator.
Cam?
Maybe nobody's home. My Surrey's in for an upgrade. They gave me this crappy loaner. Could you?
Certainly.
Cam? Cam's a good tenant, you know. Pays the rent on time, never leaves the apartment.
hospital another all-nighter?
Yes, I did. What do you think about taking a break?
A break?
Mm-hmm. Got some vacation time saved up.
How about Hawaii? Bridget said you got an amazing deal.
Why, it would be great.
She had this totally boss area in Maui. She took it surfing, parasailing, deep-sea diving. You know that rental place on Boylston?
I was thinking about us. You and me going away someplace together.
And leave our units at home? Are you kidding?
We could take a drive out to the Cape. We haven't done that before.
Can we talk about this another time? You know, I should get to work. The shop's been really busy. Everyone wants me to look for summer. And...
yeah, I was just thinking that, it just feels like we haven't really spent much time together lately.
We're together every day.
Surrogates. Not the same.
It's better.
With an unprecedented situation. Two people have died while connected to their stim chairs. According to the pathologist, their brains were liquefied in their skulls. Whatever happened to their surrogates killed them.
Sir, how is it even possible?
We don't know. I'm imposing a total media blackout. No one from this office is going to be responsible for setting off a nationwide panic. The public cannot be allowed to get the idea that using a surrogate can be fatal.
Tuxedo Boy's last moments.
Get lost, meatbag.
Looks like we got ourselves a witness. What is that?
Exactly. It's some kind of weapon.
Anything yet?
Hang on to yourself. I think we may actually have a homicide here.
Come here, look at this.
Are you serious?
No, we don't know that for sure.
Yeah, but what if it is a homicide? When was the last one? This could be huge.
Yeah, Lee, go.
Got you next to kin. I hope you're sitting down. Kid's father is Lionel Cantor, as in the inventor of surrogates, Lionel Cantor.
Jared Cantor, son of Dr. Lionel Cantor, was found dead in his Southern California dormitory this morning. Cause of death remains unknown. A college sophomore, Jared was the only son of the man known around the world as the father of surrogacy. The former chairman of VSI shaped it into one of the largest corporations in the world. However, a split between Cantor and his VSI partners over the direction of the company led to Cantor's firing 7 years ago. Publicly humiliated and forced out of the company he helped to build, Cantor has since remained absent from the public eye.
Dr. Cantor is expecting you.
He actually lives here?
I didn't say that. You'll be speaking with one of his surrogates.
I work for Dr. Cantor. It's private elevators this way.
Please, wait in here.
Nice place.
Should be. It's a piece of every surrogate they sell.
Dr. Cantor.
That's right. You're with the FBI.
Yes, we are.
This way.
I can't help but notice the similarities between your surrogate and the one your son Jared is using.
I never really knew Jared as a child.
He grew up with his mother in California, who kept him from me. When he went to college, I encouraged him to borrow my surrogates whenever he wanted.
How did you manage to do that? A surrey has to be coded to your neural signature.
I'm not exactly your average VSI consumer. This was just a way for me to spend time with my son.
It's a felony to inhabit a surrogate registered to another operator.
No offense, Dr. Kanter. We're just trying to straighten out our facts.
What is this? Some kind of good cop, bad cop routine?
No, sir.
You trying to handle me?
No, sir.
Because I'm not going to be handled.
Dr. Kanter, I know how you must feel.
Do you?
Yes, sir. I lost a son myself. Do you have any idea why someone might want to harm Jared?
No.
Or yourself?
Oh my God. If it was me they were after, I'm responsible for my son's death.
I guess the interview's over.
Robotic surrogates combine the durability of machines with the grace and beauty of the human form to make your life safer and better, whether your budget allows for simplified generic or a full
get ready
models.
To live your life without any risk or danger. You can live your life without limitations and become anyone you want to be from the comfort and safety of your own home.
VSI, where it all began. Do what you want. Be what you want.
Agent Kieran Peters, I'm Victor Welch, VP Corporate Relations. Please sit.
Thanks for taking the time to see us.
No problem. You must know Andy Stone.
Our immediate superior.
Do give him my regards.
We're from the legal department.
Hope you don't mind if we sit in.
Not at all.
The two of you might be interested in a free software upgrade we're offering all law enforcement officials. Better night vision for your sentience, improved pursuit capability.
Any idea how a surrogate's head would explode from the inside?
Mr. Welch isn't qualified to answer that question.
What did the operator say?
Not much. They're dead.
If you're trying to imply a link between VSI products and an operator's accidental death...
I'm not implying anything. I just want to know how an operator can be killed by signals from a surrogate.
The idea itself is absurd. If it were possible, it would defeat the entire purpose of surrogacy.
Surreys have jumped from bridges, been shot, even blown to bits without the least bit of harm to their operators. The fail-safes always kick in.
I can assure you, VSI's products have the most stringent safety standards in the industry.
What about a human head? What would cause one of them to blow up?
Agent Greer, we're not doctors.
Honey? I don't know what you are. I mean, for all I know, you could be some big fat dude sitting in a stim chair with his dick hanging out.
Interesting technique.
Machine virus.
What are you doing?
Mr. Steinberg? Seth Steinberg? Hello. Sorry. I was in the can. This is Agent Peters. I'm Agent Greer with the FBI. Really? An identity chip this damaged? Every circuit must have fired off at once. Kablooey.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Well, last week, a truckload of G.I. Joes did come back for reconditioning. And a couple of the Surreys were missing optics.
Mind if we take a look at them?
Here we go.
No bullet holes? No blast damage?
No scratches, no dirt, no mud.
Mind if I check out the identity chip?
Can't.
Why not?
Didn't come back with one.
Damn things aren't free, Pulaski. Take the snipers from behind this time.
Yes, sir.
Back on line.
Follow me. Keep an eye on Bravo Company.
It will kick some ass, sir.
Agent Greer, you're wasting your time with these questions.
Why on earth would the Defense Department want to develop a weapon that could wipe out our own troops?
So no such weapon exists.
If it did, I'd know about it.
And the soldier that we saw?
We routinely remove motherboards and optics for analysis.
Excuse me. We're in the middle of a peacekeeping operation.
Check your screen.
What?
Miles Strickland.
Who?
Miles Strickland, meatbag. I did a run on criminal records for Motokuzi drivers and Black Arai helmets, and guess what I found? He's already in the system. He was arrested a month ago for multiple counts of armed robbery. And what's really weird about this, after he was busted, they let him off. Someone on the inside's protecting him, but I put out an APB anyway.
Surge, caught your Dreddy.
Where?
Dorchester, corner Park and Adams. Not far from the reservation. Boston PD is on its way.
Stay here. Keep tabs on it.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
Dorchester.
That wasn't too difficult. I put a space in the system and bingo. We found him in an alley.
K-33 over there brought it to my attention. Thanks, Jerry. He's one of our best watchers. He's semi-retired. So he gets to work out of his beach house in Maine. Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, it's a nice setup you have here.
Yeah, we can access every survey on the grid here. Touch of a button, I can tap into anyone's feed. It's kind of like being inside God's head. Oh, boy. I felt that one coming. Bobby Saunders, by the way.
Jennifer Peters.
Yeah. Yeah, you are, aren't you?
Can I ask you a question?
Hmm.
Why no surrogate?
Me? Oh, they've been trying to puppet me for years. But they ain't built a machine that can handle this big puppy yet. Excuse me a second. We have an assault and battery in progress. Eddie wants to shut them down immediately.
What do we do to meet back?
Charlie 4639er, Sierra 7855. Let's see if they have a security camera in the hotel. Excellent, there is one. Warrant received. Agent Peters, watch this. Boom. Boom.
Since when have you been able to cut off operators?
It's brand new software. I call it buffering. Lets me disconnect anyone from their surrogate.
That can't be legal.
It's a gray area. They don't ask, we don't tell. That's pretty cool, huh? Aw, come on. Relax, we're the good guys.
Thank you.
Latest hit on the bike, heading east on Southampton, half a mile from the res. Greer, be careful. You're heading straight toward Dread territory. We don't have jurisdiction to fly over there.
It's restricted airspace.
Greer, are you there?
I hate them nothing.
I ain't got nothing.
Give me the bag. Throw it over here. Throw it over here now.
You're an abomination.
Oh, God.
Lionel Cantor is on the phone. He called for Greer a half dozen times.
I can't deal with this right now.
He's pretty upset.
Just tell him someone will call him back.
Peters?
You gotta believe me. I tried to stop
him. You didn't try hard enough. You're done for the day. Clock out.
The weapon and paid you to use it.
I don't know.
Miles, you can't lie to me.
I'm not lying. I swear to God, sir, I'm not lying. He never told me his name. We talked on disposable cell phones. I never saw his face. I couldn't tell you who he was if my life depended on it.
A police chase through Dorchester concluded with an FBI helicopter crash landing inside Boston's Dread Reservation.
Residents of the reservation are outraged over what they are calling a gross violation of their territorial sovereignty. Human Coalition leader The Prophet responded to the incident in a statement made earlier today.
They've attacked us, declared war on our way of life, and left us with one option, revolution. We did not throw the first stone, but we will throw the last.
Hi.
Hey.
How's the headache?
Still there. Thanks for being here.
Imagine
a world where children are always safe. A world where every child and every parent is secure. Make every childhood a happy one. Surrogates for Kids. Exclusively from VSI. Where it all begins.
Knock, knock. Hey.
Andy, hi.
Hey,
oh,
nice.
My gosh. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen you forever.
I know.
Well, I should let you guys talk. Will you be okay?
Mm-hmm. I'll be fine.
I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye.
Bye.
How bad?
The doctor said you're lucky to be alive. Good thing you unplugged.
You gotta go get him. Strickland's got that weapon. You just get a court order and
there won't be any court orders. You've been suspended.
For what?
Tom, you violated our treaty with the Dreads. This whole thing is
a treaty.
A...
You
killed five cops.
Look, I'm going to take care of this case myself, personally, all right? Now, I'm afraid the Bureau won't be able to supply you with the new surrogate until after the official inquiry. Same goes for your gun and your badge. Don't think about this now.
You killed five cops, Andy.
Take some time to heal.
Like your sins.
Yeah.
Should we go? How long has it been since you've been out without a Suri?
I can't even remember.
I can't believe they didn't give you something for the anxiety. Look, this isn't gonna work.
I'm fine.
I have an idea. It's gonna be all right. I'm sure we'll find you something decent.
Now we're gonna have you back on your feet in a sec. Sink looks good. It's responding well to the signal, right?
Feels numb.
It's only a base model. It comes with vision and hearing. You want other senses? They're extra. Of course, if you like seeing your own face when you look in the mirror, no problem. Scan your head, cast the thermoplastic, and you're good to go in less than an hour. Hey, no charge on the improvements. Sure you wouldn't mind taking yourself back 5-10 years, huh? What do you think of that?
I think we're done here.
Let me take you home.
I'm not going home.
Tom, you gotta forget the case. The stone is gonna run things his way, and as far as we're concerned, it's over.
It's not over until we get that weapon back.
You gotta let me help you.
I'm not gonna let you win. Take care of yourself, Peters.
As death comes to all men. But for Miles, it's not an ending. It's a new beginning. When you sacrifice your own personal desires for a greater cause, a greater good, you never die. You never disappear. That is what it means to be human.
There is no alternative. You can try to escape by living through a puppet, through a machine. But deep down inside, you know you're living a lie. Here, inside these walls, we understand the truth. We sacrifice many modern pleasures and conveniences to feel truly connected. Not with machines, but with ourselves. This is the human condition. This is what gives life meaning. My friends, soon the day will come when surrogacy must end. That day, I promise you, is close at hand. The day we get a second chance. Yeah, I'd like to speak to the prophet for a minute.
You and everybody else, but no.
What are you, some kind of cop or something? You got no jurisdiction here.
Can I talk to you about Miles Strickland, please?
Enough. It's different when you actually feel the pain, isn't it?
What happened to Strickland?
Was he a friend of yours?
He had a weapon. Very dangerous weapon. My people will do anything to get this back.
Well, if I happen to come across such a weapon, I promise to have it delivered to your door. Show him to the gates. Gently.
For you a ride? You'll have to excuse my appearance. It's not safe for me to use my usual surrogates.
Not again.
This is one of VSI's newer models.
How long have you been following me?
Long enough to know you're getting nowhere solving my son's murder. You lost a child, Agent Greer. How?
Car accident. It was just an accident.
I'm sorry. I can think of no worse tragedy than a parent outliving a child.
All I can tell you is that the man who killed your son is dead. His name was Miles Strickland. Lived on the res. He was killed by his own people.
And that's it? Case solved? One man didn't act on his own. Whatever killed my son was an extraordinarily sophisticated technology, far beyond the capability of the Dreads. We're talking about a billion-dollar weapons project. Who do you know spends money like that? Focus on the weapon, where it came from.
Hey, Maggie.
No, thank you.
Come on, I take the edge off.
Tom? Honey? I thought you were still in the hospital.
Yeah. Can't see that.
What happened to you? Tom, I don't want you going out without your survey ever again. Tom.
Very nice. Sexy.
Okay, don't start. I'm sorry. Those guys, they're friends of Bridges. She brought him over. She wanted to go to this party. I didn't even want to go.
How long have you been jacking?
I don't do it, Tom. And what does it matter if I did? Why are you being like this?
Okay, go have a good time. Agent Greer? Is that you?
Yeah.
You look terrible.
Thanks. You too.
Get on the girl. Come on. Let's go talk to her up.
We can access every Suri on the grid.
Touch of a button,
I can tap into anyone's feet.
Hey,
to remote operator.
Out.
This thing killed five cops. One of my men. It almost put me in the ground. And I know it's a weapon. I want to know what kind.
You're asking me to compromise highly classified information.
I know what it is.
Where is it?
Right.
It's called an OD. Overload device. The idea was to end the battle with one shot. You beam a software virus straight to the CPU, disables the series instantly. We didn't know the virus would defeat the built-in fail-safes. Kill the operators.
Who makes it?
The SI. After the tests, the project was scrapped. Every unit was destroyed.
Except for this one, right?
Where is it?
Right now it's in the hands of the Human Coalition.
How long have they had it?
A day? Maybe two.
This is out of your hands. Military will handle this.
You called for us?
Take this to the federal building downtown. A woman will meet you there. Agent Jennifer Peters. You're to give it to her, and her alone.
Peters.
What are you doing?
Just a background check on VSI. Structural stuff.
Those are internal financial records. Talk to Jenkins in corporate. Sixth floor.
Don't forget the cheekbones. Okay, honey, face off. Mags. Hiya, Tom. Those smile muscles need to set. Hi.
Sorry about last night.
I'm at work, Tom.
I didn't come here to argue.
Good.
See, I feel like I'm going crazy. I love you. I love the smart, beautiful, intelligent, funny woman, and I can't sleep. When I do, I have these dreams that are that I can't stop thinking about them.
Tom, don't
you ever think about them?
Of course I think about them, Tom. You say you don't sleep. You say you have nightmares. Well, that girl who you say is funny and charming and witty and has a great smile. She doesn't smile anymore.
I don't believe that.
The only reason I can get up in the morning and get out of the house is because this is who I am now.
That's okay,
no,
Maggie.
No, no.
Maggie?
No.
Maggie, wait.
upon us. Today we make history. Today we launch the revolution.
You all know what we're looking for. Remember, do not fire unless absolutely necessary.
Biologicals too.
Figure out why the cops let Strickland off. So I started going through the payroll records. You all believe this. For the past 16 months...
Working for us.
That's right. Which means Stone's got to be dirty. Looks like he hired Strickland to kill Cantor.
Hey, Tom. Thought you were on leave.
Well, yeah, I am. Actually, I'm just suspended pending... further investigation, but I'll just clear my desk out.
You should be home, recuperating, okay? Not walking around here in the flesh.
I was home, then I came here to clean out my desk, and, you know, before the medication kicks in, hopefully I can find a box, and... oh. Victor Welch wanted me to say hello.
Sorry?
Victor Welch, BSI, the good-looking kid. Very excited you're coming over there, finally moving into the private sector. You must be excited.
Why don't you come in my office? You're not looking too sharp.
I got a minute, you know. It's a good move for you. It's a really good group over there. Smart, talented, great legal department, great working environment. And you gotta be happy with those first year stock options, huh?
What are you talking about?
Miles Strickland, the guy I was chasing.
The guy you hired to kill Cantor.
Tom, you got it all wrong.
You gave him the weapon. BSI makes them. They give one to you. You give it to Strickland so he can go out and kill Cantor. The only problem is he killed his son by mistake.
Something is wrong with you.
Why are you doing this? Money? Is that what it is?
You need help.
BSI wants Cantor dead. He's in bed, the prophet. He's funding the anti-surrogacy movement. He's giving them millions.
Crazy bastard invents surrogates and does everything he can to destroy them.
It doesn't connect Stone to the murder. We need to link him to the weapon. He needed codes to use it. I want you to look for access codes. We get the codes, we nail Stone.
This is Agent Peters. I found Greer. He's been in an accident at Market in Hanover.
He's gone. Scan for an identity chip.
He doesn't have one. He's a meat bag.
There's an exit in the back.
I need a remote shutdown.
Agent Peters has been hijacked. You've got a disconnector. Bobby. Hello, Bobby.
Peters. Have you gone insane? Why don't you put the gun down?
Huh? What are you trying to prove? She's tapping into
the entire Zerg network.
Maggie, get offline right away as soon as you get this message. Something's going to happen to the surrogates.
She'll only speak to you, sir.
Why don't you just move in and take her down, huh?
She has a human hostage.
Oh, that slob Saunders. Andy Stone.
That's far enough, Stone. I know who hired you to kill me. I hope my old partners at VSI paid you well.
Did you feel even a second of remorse when you found out you'd murdered an innocent boy?
Kent. I don't believe it.
Okay. How about you tell me something, Doctor? Huh? What did you expect VSI to do? Just stand by while you tore down everything they built? You left us no choice but to take you out. You created this technology, you changed the world, and now you want to destroy it? So what? So you can take us backwards? So we can all live like dreads?
So we can live like human beings.
Really, Doctor? You should learn how to live with your regrets. Now, give me the gun.
Stop! Jesus!
Hello, Tom. Nice to finally meet you in the flesh. Now, lie on the floor face down.
It's a little different
when you have to kill somebody with your own hands. When you have to squeeze the trigger, you don't have a machine to do your dirty work.
Feel that? The accelerated pulse, the heightened awareness, savoring each breath as if it were your last. That's what you've been missing. That's what everybody's been missing.
So you kill millions of people?
I changed the course of human history when I invented surrogates. Now I'm going to change it back.
You can't change what's been done. You and I know that better than most people.
My son's death will not have been in vain. Not if it heals mankind.
Heals mankind? That's what you want to do? You want to kill everyone? And that's going to heal mankind?
They're already dead. They died the minute they plugged into those machines.
This is not the solution.
That's the way it is.
That's not the way it is.
I had a vision. I was going to empower the powerless. To enable others like me to walk, to feel, to live a normal life.
Listen to me. They're going to call you a murderer. That's what you're doing.
Surrogacy is a perversion. It's an addiction. And you have to kill the addict to kill the addiction.
Upload complete.
You're too late. What I've done can't be stopped. Now you're going to be a witness for the rebirth of humanity. That's my gift to you.
No! No!
How do we make it stop? Bobby, it's Greer. Tom Greer. How do we shut this thing down?
Full database selected.
Jesus. It's trying to kill everyone.
Listen, that thing has just uploaded a virus into the system that's going to kill anyone who's using a surrogate.
It's already started. Bobby, we need to unplug everyone. Now. Think!
God. Okay, move over to the terminal to the left. Type in password red 253. We can't unplug it, but maybe we can buffer the operators. Oh, God. Okay, we got 10 seconds. Okay, look, there are three boxes. Type in tango in the first, x-ray in the second, 772 in the third. Hit enter. Head enter! What happened? Ah, shit! Shift and enter! Shift and enter!
You just saved about a billion lives there.
Okay, now we gotta keep the surrogates from getting fried. Please go back to the first terminal, hit the enter key. Hit the enter key, please! Good, now press yes.
So that's it? Everyone's safe?
What?
All the people?
Yes, yes, of course, yes. All the operators are safe. But if you press abort, all the surrogates are going to be destroyed. We don't have a lot of time, man. Hit yes. Hi. Hello. Hit yes, Greer. Greer, I'm talking to all the surrogates. What are you doing?
Greer! For God's sakes, what are you waiting for? Press the freaking button, huh?
process. We're still trying to piece together exactly what has occurred today. There has been a total systems failure of the central surrogate grid in every major city on the eastern seaboard, possibly in the entire United States.
Describing an identical failure in those cities, this is unbelievable.
No reports of human casualties. The damage appears limited only to surrogate units.
Thus far, no statements from VSI. They have not responded to requests for information.
Paris, London, Beijing, all reporting the same thing.
So still no official word when or if surrogate services can be restored. It appears, at least for now, that we are on our own.